Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Part of my day, always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm so darn glad you're here. I don't know what to do. We got our good friend Michael Stollard back on the show. Michael is a longtime 13-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top authorities on leadership and connecting to other people on the planet. He's the co-author of a bunch of books, including E Pluribus. He's a co-founder and CEO of E Pluribus Partners, the author of Fired Up or Burned Out, also Connection Culture, which is awesome, and he's our good friend Michael. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. Great to be with you.
It's good to have you back, as always. We continue to live the Chinese curse, Michael. May you live in interesting times, and it's putting all this stuff that's going on right now is landing heavily on our humanity. The way we talk and connect to people is changing things. It's either hurting them or it's morphing into something digital. What do you think?
Well, right now I'm especially concerned about small business owners. It's just the stresses of cash flow when you have big commitments and no revenue, little or no revenue coming in. It's a time that's really challenging, and so
he's speaking as a small business owner himself, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Michael.
That's right, for almost 20 years. it's a time when we really do need to connect with other people, because that really helps us. Even when you look at the brain science, it's interesting that in times of fear and stress, if we don't stay connected to other people, then the brain moves to the region where we process fear and away from the region where we make rational decisions. But it's that being in conversation with others and connecting that helps us keep the brain activity in what's called the prefrontal cortex, where we make rational decisions. So it's such a, I think of a lot of the wisdom in the Bible, seek the advice of others, and it has that several times throughout Proverbs.
Right.
That is such great advice right now, to really be talking through our situation with our friends, our trusted advisors, who can help us make rational decisions.
Well, that is so true. And think of the, as much as we love our families, when we're in a bubble with them all the time, almost right now, that's not. That doesn't give us the kind of input, the kind of connections, as you say, to other people that give us more of a balanced life, does it?
No, that's true. I find myself now, I'm often in afternoons, I'm doing video calls with with trusted advisors and friends. What are you thinking? How are you handling this issue? Here's what I'm thinking. What do you think about that? And it just really helps. It calms me, number one, so that definitely makes me feel better. And I make better decisions when I do that. I've learned from many years that there's a lot of wisdom in seeking the advice of others.
Well, and whenever we're in our normal, and I don't like to use that word normal. Not around here. There isn't anything normal around here, but when we're in our regular life, pre-pandemic, we sometimes we enjoyed staying home. We liked being off the grid. We liked seeking our own, keeping our own company. But it was because we had the option and the opportunity to go do whatever we wanted to do, to be outside, to go call on somebody else, to go visit with someone else. But when we're forced into this, which the disease has kind of done. When we're forced into that, that adds another degree of concern, I think, to us. What do you think? And the uncertainty, Mike. When are we going to come out of this? When is this going to end?
Yeah, that's really tough to tell right now, isn't it? You know, this we could be in this type of context for a couple of years, realistically, in terms of how long it takes to develop a vaccine. And
but we're not gonna be shut down until we get a vaccine, Mike. I mean, I don't think that.
I know you're not saying that,
but yeah. But you know, Mike, I think we need to all realize we're probably going to have COVID-19 with us from now on. It's not going to go away. I don't think it's going to go away, even if we get medicine for it. You know, we've got the flu is still here, right? It kills thousands of people every year. This is going to be another risk we're going to deal with. Like, you know, 39,000 people die from car wrecks every year, but we still drive cars. This is going to become, once this thing is no longer so spooky and we understand it better, we're going to learn how to manage the COVID-19 risk. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's absolutely. It's going to become like the super flu, basically, yeah, right? We'll have to deal with it on a seasonal basis, and we'll have drugs to help us. But unfortunately, we don't have those drugs right now. So it's going to take some time. And I think especially when you look at the latest research, it shows that 80% of the people who contract COVID-19 get it from someone who doesn't show any symptoms. So that's makes it particularly challenging to know who we can interact with. And what's interesting also is it comes a time when you look at the national statistics and people have become lonelier. We have the highest percentage of people living alone in U.S. history. And, you know, you add this social isolation on top of that, it means that people are going to be more anxious and depressed and have addiction issues. So it's important for us to protect our family and friends and be proactive.
Reach out to people. We need to reach out to people because, Mike, I think one of the statistics I'm afraid we're going to read about in a year, maybe, is an increased incidence of suicides. You know, in 2019, the numbers I saw were 46,000 Americans committed suicide in 2019 alone. And
there's definitely a spike.
I already know of one that's happened during this crisis. I can't say for sure that it was because of it, but I know that the person who committed suicide was worried about this. And so, you know, it's going to happen. Hey, Mike, I need your website, please.
It's connectionculture.com.
Mike's got a handful of suggestions, folks, when we come back on what to do about easing up on the isolation we have, the way we feel isolated, how to connect with people a little bit better. He's going to share those with us after the break. It's in 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.